ただいまから英語リスニングテストを行います。問題用紙を開きなさい。受験番号を記入しなさい。テスト問題は1から6まであります。答えはすべて回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。英文はすべて2回繰り返して読みます。放送を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。それでは問題1です。ティムとミカとの会話を聞いて、ミカの言葉に続くと考えられるティムの言葉として、次のあ、い、う、えのうち最も適しているものを一つ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。では始めます。
Hi, Mika. I went to the piano concert yesterday.
How was the concert, Tim?
繰り返します。
Hi, Mika. I went to the piano concert yesterday.
How was the concert, Tim?
問題2です。英語の授業でグリーン先生が写真の説明をしています。グリーン先生が説明している写真として、次のあ、い、う、えのうち最も適していると考えられるものを一つ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。では始めます。
Look at this picture. I visited this place during the vacation. I enjoyed being in nature. In the picture, you can see high mountains and many trees. There are no cars and no buildings in it.
繰り返します。
Look at this picture. I visited this place during the vacation. I enjoyed being in nature. In the picture, you can see high mountains and many trees. There are no cars and no buildings in it.
問題3です。エリックとマイカとの会話を聞いて、マイカが飼っている犬の数として、次のあ、い、う、えのうち最も適していると考えられるものを一つ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。では始めます。
Hi, Mika. Is that brown dog yours?
Hi, Eric. Yes, she is a very cute dog, right? I got her last month on my birthday.
She is so cute. But I think you have another dog.You have a big white one, right?
Yes, and actually, I have one more now. I got a black one from my uncle. He moved abroad and couldn't keep his dog anymore.
繰り返します。
Hi, Mika. Is that brown dog yours?
Hi, Eric. Yes, she is a very cute dog, right?I got her last month on my birthday.
She is so cute. But I think you have another dog. You have a big white one, right?
Yes. And actually, I have one more now. I got a black one from my uncle. He moved abroad and couldn't keep his dog anymore.
問題4です。エイミーとケンタとの会話を聞いて、彼らの学校の次週の予定として、次のあ、い、う、えのうち最も適しているものを一つ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。では始めます。
Kenta, can I ask you about our school plan for next week?
Of course, Amy. You had a cold and you weren't at school for a few days. Ask me anything you want to know.
Thank you. We will have classes both in the morning and in the afternoon until Wednesday. Is that right?
That's correct.
So that means there is nothing special from Monday to Wednesday?
Oh, we don't have school on Monday because it's a national holiday.
Oh, that's right. And if I'm correct, on Thursday and Friday, we will have classes only in the morning, right?
It is correct about Thursday. In the afternoon, we'll prepare for the sports day, which will be held on the following day.
Oh, you made me realize my mistake. I thought it would be held on Saturday.
We will have no classes and no events on Saturday.
Thank you, Kenta.
繰り返します。
Kenta, can I ask you about our school plan for next week?
Of course, Amy. You had a cold and you weren't at school for a few days. Ask me anything you want to know.
Thank you. We will have classes both in the morning and in the afternoon until Wednesday. Is that right?
That's correct.
So that means there is nothing special from Monday to Wednesday?
Oh, we don't have school on Monday, because it's a national holiday.
Oh, that's right. And if I'm correct, on Thursday and Friday, we will have classes only in the morning, right?
It is correct about Thursday. In the afternoon, we'll prepare for the sports day, which will be held on the following day.
Oh, you made me realize my mistake. I thought it would be held on Saturday.
We will have no classes and no events on Saturday.
Thank you, Kenta.
問題5です。高校生のケイスケのスピーチを聞いて、それに続く2つの質問に対する答えとして、最も適しているものを、それぞれ、あ、い、う、えから1つずつ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。では、始めます。
Hello, I'm Keisuke. I will tell you about a present which made me very happy. When I was a junior high school student, I lived in America.I joined the brass band club at school, and some members and I became good friends. We all played the trumpet. Before coming back to Japan, I received the present from them on my last day in America. The present was a card with a message. The message says, "Good friends are like stars. Though you can't see stars during the day, they are always in the sky." When I read the message, I was moved.I think my friends wanted to tell me that we would be friends forever, though we would live far away and would not meet. We can stay friends by thinking about each other. I haven't visited them again since I came back to Japan, but we sometimes send messages online and share stories about each other's lives. The present they gave me taught me an important thing about friendship.
Question 1. What is the thing Keisuke said? Question 2. According to Keisuke, what is the meaning of the message on the card?
Hello, I'm Keisuke. I will tell you about a present which made me very happy. When I was a junior high school student, I lived in America. I joined the brass band club at school, and some members and I became good friends. We all played the trumpet. Before coming back to Japan, I received the present from them on my last day in America. The present was a card with a message. The message says,Good friends are like stars. Though you can't see stars during the day, they are always in the sky. When I read the message, I was moved. I think my friends wanted to tell me that we would be friends forever, though we would live far away and would not meet. We can stay friends by thinking about each other. I haven't visited them again since I came back to Japan.But we sometimes send messages online and share stories about each other's lives. The present they gave me taught me an important thing about friendship.
Question 1. What is the thing Keisuke said? Question 2. According to Keisuke,What is the meaning of the message on the card?
問題6です。アマンダとケントとの会話を聞いて、それに続く2つの質問に対する答えとして、最も適しているものをそれぞれ、あ、い、う、えから1つずつ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。では、始めます。
What are you doing, Kento?
Hi, Amanda. I'm preparing for a presentation for my English class. The presentation should be about one important thing humans invented. I'm trying to choose a topic for my presentation.
Do you have any ideas?
Well, my first choice is the internet, because I can't get information easily without it. But I feel many other students may choose it too. So now I'm thinking of something that was invented in old times.
You mean something such as paper?
Wow! Surprisingly, that is exactly my second choice. It has helped people share their ideas with many others, right?
That's interesting. But I feel language is the thing which made sharing ideas with others possible. Even if we have paper, it's not easy to share our ideas without language, right?
You may be right. Oh, it's difficult to choose a topic.
Well, Kento, maybe you don't have to change your choice. I think it's okay to keep your first choice. Even if other students and you choose the same topic, it's not a big problem. I think the important thing for your presentation is to talk about your own ideas to others, right?
You're right. Okay, I decided to choose the first one. Smartphones or tablets are not useful without it. It is certainly an important thing that humans invented. Thank you so much, Amanda.
My pleasure.
Question 1. According to Amanda, what is important for Kento's presentation? Question 2. Which did Kento finally choose as a topic for his presentation?
What are you doing, Kento?
Hi, Amanda. I'm preparing for a presentation for my English class. The presentation should be about one important thing humans invented. I'm trying to choose a topic for my presentation.
Do you have any ideas?
Well, my first choice is the internet, because I can't get information easily without it. But I feel many other students may choose it too. So now I'm thinking of something that was invented in old times.
You mean something such as paper?
Wow! Surprisingly, that is exactly my second choice. It has helped people share their ideas with many others, right?
That's interesting. But I feel language is the thing which made sharing ideas with others possible. Even if we have paper, it's not easy to share our ideas without language, right?
You may be right. Oh, it's difficult to choose a topic.
Well, Kento, maybe you don't have to change your choice. I think it's okay to keep your first choice. Even if other students and you choose the same topic, it's not a big problem. I think the important thing for your presentation is to talk about your own ideas to others, right?
You're right. Okay, I decided to choose the first one. Smartphones or tablets are not useful without it. It is certainly an important thing that humans invented. Thank you so much, Amanda.
My pleasure.
Question 1. According to Amanda, what is important for Kento's presentation? Question 2. Which did Kento finally choose as a topic for his presentation?
Kakunoをやめなさい. 回答用紙を裏返しにしなさい。これで英語リスニングテストを終わります。